Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am Elder Lydia, your host. Today I am here, amen, just thanking you. First of all, thank you for being with me. Thanks for joining me for this installment as we delve into the topic and lifestyle of consecration. Not only are we just, am I teaching and we're talking about the lifestyle of consecration, but this is a call to a renewed consecration. This is absolutely serious because the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Yahweh is beckoning us unto Him once again. There's a call in the Spirit for us to return to the ways of holiness, to return to His plumb line. And then we were never supposed to do it our way. We were supposed to do it His way. And men have interjected their opinions and their agendas, even into the Word of God. And there's a call now in the Spirit for us to return. And this is serious. So I'm here today just briefly. I only set up the time for just a brief time just to give you a brief message, but this message is very serious. And the message is not exactly the topic that I have on here, the absolute power of consecration for this is serious. And then the message is to beware of the sound of the piper. Beware of the sound of the piper. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we come before you as humbly as we know how, asking, Lord, that you giving you praise and giving you glory, first of all, thanking you, Father, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward us, recognizing you as the source of our strength and the source of all things, recognizing that you are our hope, our living hope, and everything that we have need of, it is in you. And if we would but humble ourselves before you, our feet would be established. Father, we ask even right now that you forgive us our sin and forgive us, oh God, our trespasses even now. Oh God, we take authority over the lines right now. We take authority over the networks right now, Father God, in the name of Yeshua. And we ask you, Father, that you make us invisible, undetectable. Even right now, we push back the spirit of darkness and everything that would interfere, Lord, even with this message right now, that your will be done in Yeshua's, amen. The topic is the absolute power of consecration for this is serious. And what we're talking about is a warning, amen, that is being issued. Beware of the sound of the piper. As I was relaxing during the Sabbath today, I was just thinking about, you know, thinking about the goodness of the Lord and the things that He has done for me in worship and prayer and just kind of relaxing, you know, taking a day of rest, even as the word says, because the Sabbath is the day that the Lord established for us to rest and to commune in His presence and even to learn from His Spirit, to gain more knowledge and more wisdom and more instruction from Him. And as I was resting, I was actually resting on my bed at this point, and I was thinking about, and it had to be the Lord because of the message that I received. I was thinking about an old legend that I had heard when I was younger, and it was about the Piper of Hamelin. Now, I looked it up, and it was a legend that was in Germany, and I didn't know that when I was a child. They would just tell us the story, and we found the story interesting and a little scary. But as I was thinking about it, I was like, oh, my goodness, this piper. I'm not going to go into the story. You can look at it yourself because that's not the point. The point is the piper was able, with the sound of his pipe, with the sound that was emanating from him, he was able to lure, first of all, rats from the city. And then when the townspeople wouldn't pay him, he retaliated by luring their children out of the city. But what I see happening in the earth right now is the enemy is luring people out of their position, luring them out of their destiny, luring them away from the presence of God. Scripture actually calls this an untoward generation. It's being lured away by the sound of the piper. And even saints of God, those that have full of the power of God, that have knowledge of him and have been in the presence of the Lord, they're being lured away by fame, being lured away by power, being lured away by titles, being lured away by prestige. And so what I'm saying today is beware of the sound of the piper, because most certainly the enemy, the adversary, his works, it has a sound. It has a sound. Just as the Spirit of the Lord, he has a sound. The authentic works of God, it has a sound. And so does the works of the enemy, because if the Lord will emanate a sound, most certainly so will the adversary, because he is interjecting himself into places he does not belong and presenting to the people of God a substitute and a counterfeit, a sound that is almost there, but it's not. And if we don't discern the sound, we'll fall prey to the sound of the piper. Beware of the sound of the piper. That's why consecration is so important. That's why we're being called back to humility. That's why we're being called back to the plumb line, because we've been hearing the sound of the piper, and some have fallen prey to that sound, and they found themselves misaligned with the presence of God. They found themselves misaligned with the will of God, and they're expecting their life to go a certain way and not realizing that they're in a place of misalignment, because they believe the sound that they heard was the sound of Yahweh when it was the sound of the piper. Beware of the sound of the piper. Amen. This is the time for repentance. The word in the Hebrew is teshuvah, and it means to return. Return to Yahweh. Return to his standards of holiness, not according to what man has established. Go back in the presence of Yahweh himself. Go back in the presence of Yeshua so that he can establish your feet, so that he can establish your way, so that he can give you a greater knowledge of what it is that he is expecting. He will speak to us when we humble ourselves before him, when we rededicate ourselves, when we commit ourselves, and not with any conditions. This is a commitment without conditions. This is a dedication unto him without any limitations. This is giving our all to the one who gave his all to us. Amen. There is a sound, amen, that the Spirit of the Lord makes that is so distinct that his children, they hear his sound. They hear his voice. They understand him, and another they will not follow. How is it that some are falling prey to the sound of the piper? Beware of the sound of the piper. This is the day of repentance. This is the time. Scripture lets us know that godly sorrow brings repentance. And that repentance is the Greek word, a change of mind, to change your mind, to change your mind. We breached the borders of the plumb line, and now it's time for us to return. Amen. We changed the borders. We changed we didn't change it. Amen. The plumb line remains as it is. It is unchangeable. It's stable. It is eternal. It will not change. The standard of holiness, it cannot change, but we have ignored its limits. And we've stepped over it and acted as if what we're doing is okay, and it's not. It's not acceptable to the Spirit of the Lord. You have fallen prey to the sound of the piper unless you are adhering to the standards of holiness established by Yahweh himself. He established the way. We don't establish the way. He establishes the way. Anything else is the sound of the piper. Scripture lets us know that the adversary himself will come as an angel of light. So he comes with illusion and delusion. And that's why so many will follow him, because it looks right. He looks like he is an angel of the Most High. But when we look closer, there's nothing there but darkness. Beware of the sound of the piper. Beware of the sound of the piper. This is serious. Beware of the sound of the piper. The enemy wants to mimic the sound of God. And then he has so many that look like, they look holy. They are holy. But they cannot fulfill the will of God in their position because they're not holy. They're doing things that are unholy. They're doing things that are not true. They're deceiving the people of God. Because the sound they follow is the sound of the piper and not the sound of God. They say things like, you don't have to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. They say things like the Ten Commandments are antiquated. They say things like, oh, you don't have to repent once you receive the Spirit of God. You don't have to repent anymore because you're already saved. You're fine. You'll be fine. He'll take you into heaven now, no matter what you do. But Paul talks about, amen, doing all these things for the Lord and then himself becoming shipwrecked. They're leading people, amen, they're leading people by the sound of the piper, by the sound of an angel of light that is mimicking, amen, mimicking and even mocking the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Yahweh. Beware of the sound of the piper. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. Amen.